Good morning, good morning. It's wonderful Wednesday. Welcome to Circles of Prosperity with your hosts, Dr. Reginald Johnson and Cynthia Johnson. And we are in the midst of the most powerful journey to oneness. This morning we're going to be talking about our physical form and how to take care of it during the ascension process. I'm going to ask Dr. Reggie to take us into our
Good morning, everyone. Thank you, God. Thank you. The two words we forget to say sometimes, taking everything in this physical universe for granted. Our breathing, our heart's beatings, our perfect functioning of organs and every body mechanism in place, hair growth, everything in us keeping us sustained and alive and healthy. Automatically, we thank you, Father, for this gift. We thank you for fresh air, sunshine, and all nature of which we are a part. And sometimes we forget that we are part of all nature. For the provision of food that all comes from the earth and the water and the sky. We thank you for everything that we are in this dimension as we move onward in our ascension and body, mind, and spirit. We thank you. We believe it is so, and so it is.
And so it is. Thank you so much, Dr. Reggie. Thank you so much. Okay, let's get this party started. They say that they're going to give us a vibrational prescription for maintaining physical wellness in a rapidly shifting reality. A vibrational prescription. So, the fortitude of your physical form is a subject of great importance and one which many are focused in these times. The purification of your physical form as the vehicle for ascension is one of the most crucial areas toward which you can direct focused attention, and one toward which we wish to direct your attention, because your form is a direct reflection of your vibratory levels at any given time. But the human body is merely the manifestation of energy as form. The human body is merely the manifestation of energy as form. Now, you know, throughout our time together, we have put a tremendous amount of emphasis on the unseen world, which in actuality is an energetic environment or an energetic realm. And that energy creates a vibration. And what they're saying is that your body is just that energy, that unseen world that has taken form. So underneath that body, underneath your body, is God's substance. Because isn't that what substance is? Can't we impress upon substance, which is a form of energy, and then it creates what we think about? Just breathe on that for a moment. So how did the body come about? It was a thought. Impressed on substance, God's substance, and made manifest. So underneath it is the energy of God. I also like the way they say this is your vehicle for the ascension. This physical form is the vehicle for your ascension. And as a woman, I know we stand in the mirror and we think, oh, my God, I'm too fat. I'm too thin. Oh, I wish, you know, my hair is this way. We put all these judgments on the physical body in terms of what's going to be pleasing to us, to the eye. But we don't, we separate what the purpose of the body is for. If our whole life purpose is to ascend and to be at one with God, it requires us to take a shift in how we think about our body and its purpose to serve us. To maintain the physical body in a state of optimum health, it is necessary to look beyond consensus wisdom based upon truths of the past. For your limited physical world provides you with the clues of the scientifically verifiable, and that's all. But the wisdom needed for these times is founded upon a world of spirit and not accessible to the physical senses. The form in which you venture forth in this sacred journey harbors within it what could be termed cellular memory. And in this vibrationally based encoding lies the keys to the physical and metaphysical transformation in which you are engaged. The cellular memory referred to here deals not merely with the linear history of past experience carried forth as energy, which influences one's physical state. The encoding in question is carried to this time frame from what you would consider to be the future and manifest at the encoded moment of the eternal here and now. Let's go back and really break this down. First of all, they're telling us that our physical body represents a cellular memory. Okay, we understand that there's vibration, and then we understand that everything is being recorded on a cellular level. There's a cellular memory. But it's not just dealing with a linear history, meaning from past to present, and that the energy is carried forth or that influences your physical state, but that the encoding in question, meaning that cellular memory, is carried from the future and manifest at the encoded moment of the eternal here and now. So I know you may be having a little trouble grasping that, because coming from someplace in the future to this present moment. But that's what they're saying. So the molecular changes occurring in your physical form are triggered energetically, both as a result of the manifestation of personal choice and the energetic changes occurring all around you. So you are making choices. And then you're also dealing with your environment, which could also be how you're relating to people and circumstances and just what's going on in the physical world. Those two things are triggering the energetic vibration of your body. So the challenge confronting you is to integrate the monumental cellular changes that are occurring within every being on the planet with the reality of everyday living as you understand it to be. The ground rules of your realm are changing with every passing moment. And the pace of that transformation can leave you feeling marooned in an alien land if you're not prepared to surrender totally to the process and to accept the many things that many things simply do not make any sense, especially not yet. But as time adds experience to the equation, understandings will become more obvious, and occurrences which are clearly real, yet from a certain frame of reference may have been difficult to explain, all of a sudden it will take on a scope and a structure and fit into the framework of a reality with a newly established parameters. So, in the interim, you most assuredly find yourself at present that the approach of choice is to trust one's experience as one's truth, despite the fact that that experience often defies logic and the accepted ground rules of your world. Those rules are best relegated to a history that continues to shift in every waking moment and will continue to do so for the duration of your journey in physical form. For physicality, by definition, is a condition structured to accommodate change. So our bodies were designed to handle change. And there's a lot of change happening on our planet. We've talked about this previously. A lot of changes are occurring on our planet. We're shifting. And the rules are changing very quickly. But your body is equipped to handle the change. What we have to do is prepare the mind to handle the change. And that's why you're spending time with us on Circles of Prosperity, to shift your consciousness, to keep up with the changes that are going on. Nothing has ever been constant in your world, but until this period in your history, that change occurred very slowly, and it was immeasurable and provided the false impression that the human condition was a static one. In other words, that it appeared that we didn't change that much. But now, as the energies that surround you accelerate with a momentum never before experienced in your world, what could be termed as human is a being who has, in fact, been born anew. Because your body has the ability to cope with change, your body is really a new body to deal with the physical changes and the vibrational changes that are going on our planet right now, the energetic changes that are going on in our planet right now. Your present medical science will need to contend with these changes and will find itself increasingly challenged to solve the riddles programmed into your forms as the interrelationship between the physical and the non-physical aspects of life becomes undeniable. You know, for a long time, there were these group women, mostly women, who were complaining of being extremely fatigued and painful, and they couldn't, it was really disrupting to their lifestyle. They were having difficulty going to work and keeping a job, and the doctors were totally baffled. There was nothing that they could see physically was wrong with them. It took them years to figure out what the problem is, and I think now they're associating it with this. It's a disease that starts with an E. Dr. Reggie, do you?
Right now, it's really a part of change.
Is a part of the physical change on the earth.
Exactly. And that's what was bringing it to my memory at this point, because I remember this happened around the 80s and they were writing a lot of articles about it. And of course the doctors just wanted to think that it was something going on in their consciousness, but they were really having physical manifestations of it. And it is quite common, and depression is also part of that diagnosis. But they go on to tell us that the medical personnel will increasingly defer to those known as healers as technical knowledge is replaced with spiritual connectedness. And true healing will be the inevitable result of addressing the non-physical infrastructure upon which life itself is based. Please hear that. That your healing is not about what they're going to cut out of you. And let me preface this. I'm not telling anyone not to go to a doctor. And I'm not telling you not to have surgery or take any treatment that they are recommending for you. By no means am I recommending that. But we are shifting. There are some things that are happening. And if any of you are having any kind of health issues right now, some of this stuff is going to resonate with you to kind of give you a clue of what's going on within your body. And as you shift in your consciousness, it will help the healing process. So whatever the doctors are doing, it will help. It'll help them. Whatever they're doing, it will take you through that healing process even faster if you shift in consciousness. So I'm not encouraging you not to participate with our Western medical doctors by no means, or to stop taking your medications. Okay? But in conjunction with Western medicine, I would encourage you to seek out a Reiki master, a Reiki healer. There are some powerful healers on the planet right now. They do energy work. So if you can embrace that and really get in tune with your physical body, that process will help you. They're saying that the techniques that are feeling-based will produce often instantaneous results where previously tried and true medical methods yield disappointment and a sense of futility. The population has even now begun to recognize the validity in the seemingly miraculous. It senses instinctively that the answers that are sought transcend what is available through traditional methods. Now, if you've been on Circles of Prosperity for some time, you recall that I sent you guys a link to a video of Greg Braden, and he showed a video of a woman in China. There is a non-surgery hospital in China. Listen to that. They do no surgery at this hospital. And this woman had bladder cancer. And they had three men surrounding her. And they took an ultrasound so that you could see the tumor, the cancer. And they took this ultrasound, and you can see it. And then these three men stood around her, and they started chanting. And the chant, I believe, it sounds like, ooh-wah, ooh-wah, ooh-wah. But I think it meant a perfection. And they have been trained how to get the feeling of perfection. And as they stood around her and built up this energy of perfection, that tumor began to shrink and instantaneously disappeared. Now, out of all the things that we have studied so far, we know that this is possible. It's the way it should be. Number one, they were dealing with their feeling nature, correct? And what do they say here? Techniques that are feeling-based will produce often instantaneous results. They got in touch with your feeling. When we talk about the manifestation process, the number one energetic force are your emotions, how you feel about something. So the healing occurred instantaneously in this case because they embraced the feeling nature. Now you have a patient that's laying on the table. What was her participation in this? She had to believe that she was being healed. So she was believing. They were creating the feeling. I'm sure she was seeing perfection as well. So that's what that belief is. I believe I'm whole. I believe I'm perfect. I believe I'm healed. She was experiencing it. So there's this whole energetic vibration around here of divine perfection. And then they manifested instantaneous healing. There wasn't anyone in the room saying, oh, that is not going to work. And if you stop and think about it, those of you who really who follow the scriptures, Jesus never healed anybody. Jesus said, be it done unto you according to your faith, your belief. But he held that energy of perfection around that person, that divine perfection, as they believed in their healing. Isn't that amazing? The population, even now, has begun to recognize the validity in a seeming in the miraculous. And I'm sorry, I rolled back. So vibrational medicine will replace the traditional techniques in present practice, and technical schooling will come to serve as a footnote to an emerging population of young beings gifted with healing abilities they oftentimes do not understand. They are seated amongst you, and they are skilled with healing abilities that are now considered rare among the population at large, and their energetic connectedness has become apparent to them and will be guided in how to teach the techniques of purification to beings presently coming into form in far more complex physical bodies. Now, what just came to me is that if you are going through a physical challenge right now, with your health, that you go into the stillness, take a deep breath, and move into your sanctuary, and see yourself facing a healer. You need to put out a call to the universe to send you one of these gifted healers to work with you. In addition to whatever you're doing with Western medicine. But you can bring one of these young people to you now. Just put that energy out and bring them to you. Actually, we know a guy that's extremely gifted with this. It's amazing to see how God works through him. So I encourage you to reach out in the universe and attract that to you. The purification of one's physical form is the single most significant activity upon which you may choose to focus your energies in this present period. Because within you, your cellular structure that you have carried around for eons, containing vibrational imprinting calculated to keep you rooted energetically to a realm that is fast becoming a vibrational relic. So in order to transcend that tethering, it is necessary to recognize that monumental changes are occurring within you and to allow those changes to occur unimpeded. It is counterproductive to the objective of all you would hope to achieve from this point forth to inhibit in any way symptoms that may occur as a natural byproduct of the process of purification. So the amplified energies with which you are surrounded as a natural part of living and breathing and having a purging effect upon the human cellular structure. There are aspects of your physical form that react to these stresses in ways that traditionally would have been classified as an illness. Yet, to alleviate those signs of cellular cleansing would, in all likelihood, result in insidious deterioration of one's physical well-being. So what they're saying is that there may be instances where your body is really trying is going through a purification process, but you think that you're ill, and you run to the doctor, and the doctor says, you have this symptom, this symptom, that's such and such. They even have a name for it, and then they go in and try to mask what's going on, the symptoms. They deal with the symptoms, and they interfere with the purification process. So be aware of that. I mean, if you stop and look at all of the commercials of the medications that are produced now, it does so much good on one hand, but then they start telling you that it'll kill you or that you may lose your sight. I mean, they give you a whole list of side effects. And you have a decision to make. It's your choice at that point. A lot of the medications that they give you do tremendous damage to the liver and the kidneys. Some drugs that they give you cause you to have suicidal thoughts. But you have a choice in the matter. I'm not telling you not to take it, but you know, you have to weigh this. And how much fear is it? How much of that is fear-based? How much of that is fear-based? Maintaining oneself in physical and emotional balance is key to the longevity one would hope to achieve. So you need to maintain your emotional balance. Benign physical symptoms should be recognized as the signs of cleansing that they truly are and should be allowed to run their course unimpeded despite the minor discomforts that may be experienced, because inhibiting such symptoms will, in virtually all cases, produce repeated episodes of the body's efforts to cleanse itself. So right now, I have a flare-up of inflammation in my foot, and I'm hobbling around. And Dr. Reggie hates to see me in pain because I'm hobbling around, and this happens periodically. And I do not like to take aspirin or Excedrin. It's not that I don't like. I love the relief it gives me. But then it winds up hurting my stomach. So I know it's something that I should not do. But really, this inflammation is a sign that my body is going through a purification process. This is minor, what I go through. It's minor. And I recognize that it's purification. And then if I cross-reference it with the metaphysical meaning of if you have pain in your feet, it means it's telling me that I don't, what is it, that I'm, Dr. Reggie, when you're, isn't it, it that you, I don't have a secure foundation. And I can tell you that that's true. I right now, because I'm trying to create something new and build a new source of income for me. So yes, it's absolutely true. And the attack shows up in my feet periodically. Okay, we have 15 minutes to go for the show. I'm going to open the lines this morning for conversation with you guys. So if you want to add to our conversation this morning, if you have questions in particular or comments, please press 1 on your telephone keypad. We've had people to log in and out of our chat room. We haven't been able to keep them this morning. Press number 1 on your telephone keypad. Good morning, Anthony. How are you? You're on the air.
Fine. How are you, Cynthia?
I'm fine. I just I remembered your telephone number. Can you believe it?
Yes, I can.
Oh, good.
Yes, I can believe it, because it's all possible.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to add, because it's such a good subject, and since we were talking about how important the host is, the host, I feel, and I always felt, is just as important as the spirit itself, because the host is what holds the spirit. And for whatever reason, God through the universe gave us the host we have. So we do have to show appreciation for that host. That is the body, the temple.
Mm-hmm.
And he made us stewards over this temple. And that means we ought to care for it. And it's just like our homes. We want to, you know, we are stewards of our homes. We want to take care of it and dress it up and beautify it. And, you know, but we want to maintain it where it's operable. And the same with the body.
Mm-hmm.
And there's so many ways that we can deal with the body. There's healers, and of course there's healers that deal with the within natural things of the world, because this body is from the soil itself. So everything that is in the soil is in the body. And it's funny, when you allow things to go back into the body, it knows. I did mention that yesterday, and it's so true. The soul knows what to do with that energy.
You know, exactly.
It knows what to do with the energy. And our bodies are made the same way. If we give it the right nutrients, the right foods, and foods, I just mentioned years ago that let medicine be your food, let food be your medicine. So there's so many ways we can deal with it. One of the ways, I'm going to just throw this out there, is good for inflammation is cayenne.
Uh-huh.
Cayenne pepper is one of the excellent, and the African cayenne is one of the best, because it creates circulation, and you don't have to take it internally. You just take it externally by soaking your feet in it, and it will create circulation. Because when you get swelling, that's a lack of circulation. Of course, metaphysically, that is a true thing about the foundation thing, but
mm-hmm.
that cures the metaphysical part where it will create circulation, because whenever your body swells up, that means there's a lack of oxygen in it. That's why when people die, they swell up. That's just how the body works, and I've seen it happen. I've seen it done, and so on. And there's so many other ways. And healing is definitely a part of the process that which we are going through. So I just thank you for this, allowing me to share, and as always, and I always say, listening is an active participation. And I always like for people to state when they listen. I always like to hear a response to let me know that they are listening. So thank you for allowing me that opportunity.
Well, thank you so much, Anthony. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
9030, you're on the air this morning. 9030.
Hey, this is Tanya. Can you hear me?
Hey, Tanya. How are you?
How are you?
Wonderful. You made it.
I did. Actually, and part of what made me press one today is exactly what the caller just said, which is that I do periodically listen, I'll get up early and I'll do, you know, whatever writing I'm doing that morning. But when I see it's getting closer to 7, then I'll, you know, give myself a little bit of a break and kind of, listen to you guys via the phone as I'm getting ready and, you know, planning what I'm going to do into the next, part of my day. And so I just wanted you to know that I am listening and that I do appreciate that you guys are continuing to do this, because I love this book and I love the energy that I get when I read it or I participate in discussions about it, because it's like it's a high vibration, and I think what you speak and what you present is just on the money. So, of course, I tweet about this and tell my people this, so you know this.
Thank you. Thank you so much. You know, I just want to share with our audience that Tanya is the one that really kind of turned me on to the book. The book had come from one of our students, Mazan, and then Tanya was doing a book study on it and with a meetup, and it didn't pull together for her, and then the book came back. And so now we have a larger audience to share, so maybe one day Tanya will host our study. I would love that, Tanya. When you're on vacation, she has a high-powered job. So you still with us?
Yeah, I am. Hey, I am open to that. So thank you. I appreciate it.
I know. She loves this book. Thank you so much for joining us. If you have a comment or question this morning, please press 1 on your telephone keypad. We'd love to have you tell us how you're feeling. We're quiet this morning. I know it's early. Some of you roll over into bed and dial the number by ritual to listen in, and I appreciate that. I do. The commitment is so heavy. The body is willing, or the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak, and I understand. I understand. In that case, I'm just going to take us through a little bit more of this chapter because it's extremely powerful. It says that they're moving into talking about some of the experiences that you are responsible for co-creating in the here and now, and how they have a strong influence energetically on what you consider to be this reality, and that this manifestation of experience, be it as an event or as a physical condition, is predetermined to some extent by the residual energy carried into the here and now by choices made in what you would consider the past or indeed the future. For all of it is actually happening energetically now. Wow. So that means that you could have, we've already talked about this, where we could have had past experiences in other lifetimes. This is energy that is being carried with you over lifetimes that you are now feeling now. You have the impact of it in this lifetime. And if you don't handle it in this lifetime, it'll be in another. But you have an opportunity right now to totally clean house, because of the vibration that's on the planet. This is definitely a unique time in our existence on this planet. So sensitivity to patterns of experience will help to isolate the core resonant energies that magnetize to them the vibration that manifests as particular physical condition. When one addresses a condition energetically, either through the vehicle of thought or by administering vibrationally focused therapy, one serves to dispel an element of the magnetizing charge that predisposes an individual to a particular condition. So, you know how many the doctor says, does diabetes run in your family? And then they say that you will probably have diabetes because your mom had it. They're talking about these generational illnesses. This is the time right now to end that predisposition to an illness. You can end that in your family, either by changing your thought or a combination of changing your thought or administering vibrationally focused therapies. This is how you're shifting the energy. You're shifting the coding, the cellular memory, and bringing something new into existence. That is extremely powerful. Vibrational therapy, when it is correctly practiced, is potentially the most significant breakthrough in the field of wellness in your present reality. This approach is able to address what some term a predisposition to certain states of being, That predisposition is carried forth in your cellular structure and manifests at the appropriate moment in your lifetime. When accumulated vibrational toxins reach levels that result in physical symptoms, raising your vibration as a conscious focus can do much to alleviate conditions that one was predisposed to manifest from one's very inception in this reality in physical form. My sister-in-law's mother had breast cancer that ultimately killed her. And I know for a fact that her biggest concern was getting breast cancer. She was always checking herself, and I'm not telling you not to, but that was in the forefront of her consciousness. So she really was vested in the belief that she would get cancer, was she not? And then it was fear-based on top of that. How do you shift that vibration? How do you shift to the higher thought? That's what we have to do now. And this is the perfect time for it. I'm going to ask Dr. Reggie to take us into our closing prayer this morning. I've enjoyed this conversation. We'll pick up with it tomorrow just to close it out real quick. I also want you to take the time to look at the videos of Bruce Lipton. And the second half, I sent out a new email, but it contained the same information. Please look at that. We're going to pick up on that discussion tomorrow as well. And then we're going to lay the groundwork for us to move into the discussion of Bruce Lipton's work on the evolution that is taking place right now, which is going to tie in so well with oneness. And I'll send that out to you tomorrow. I'll draft it today. I'll send that email out with the link so that you can watch that and get this information in your hands because it is so powerful. You need to understand the changes that are occurring not only on our planet, but within your body and how you can be a part of the healing process. It all revolves around you. Okay, Dr. Reggie, please take us into our closing prayer this morning.
Thank you, God, for this beautiful message. And thank you for the other messages that we receive that we don't always listen to. But I thank you for the energetic pattern and frequency that we are in the universal consciousness. We are now moving, as Jesus said, and we shall not all sleep, but shall be changed in the twinkling of an eye. We're moving subtly in this grand global change as we open up the cosmic gateways. The entire Earth and its whole solar system is rising and changing in a new frequency, a new paradigm, invisibly. As we move in through it, our bodies sometimes resist, and we'll feel a change in our frequency. We know that. Let us be aware of what's really going on. We're healing and coming through and evolving as planetary beings to something even higher. Thank you that we go through these things to get to our evolution progressively. We thank you that we realize it and that books are written and channelings are done to help us as roadmaps to know what's going on with us and our planet. We're all in nature evolving. Thank you for making us evolve, love us so much to help us. Some of us will not even see death because we're changing and evolving. Thank you. Thank you so much. These bodies that are carbon-based from the dirt are now changing to a more crystalline structure to tolerate everything that we're going through in the earth, and that the cosmic gates are open and we are moving right through it in this 2012 frequency. We thank you that all the elements are in place. We thank you for the column of light that we are traveling in this dimensional gate, and that we shall be loving each other as a planet, not facing any more hostility or any more powerlessness, that we are the power of the Holy Spirit. We thank you, and we love you forever in our hearts for loving us first, showing us the way. We believe this is so, and so it is.